If you're ready to break free from the fear of failure, lack of confidence, and unlock your full potential as a project manager, then this episode is absolutely for you. But do you have any promises that you can keep? Yes, you're going to fail. Listen, family, I wish I could sugarcoat this. I wish I could say it in some different way. But if you're leading a project, unfortunately and fortunately, you're going to fail. So what do we do when we have these failures? Well, I'm going to show you what we do. I go by the name ED for you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means Ed. I have an 8-point framework. And these 8 points, my goal, my mission is to unpack today's episode, which is entitled Learning to Fail Forward, a Growth Mindset Essential for Project Managers. Let's get into the first point. Point number one, embrace, or I should say, embrace and hold the growth edge. What does that even mean? The growth edge. Listen, encourage yourself. I say start with yourself first, but definitely as you feel more confident and comfortable, in which you never will. So erase that, scratch that from the record, Your Honor. But seriously, though, family, you want to encourage yourself and your team members to embrace the growth edge. This is basically a space beyond one's current skill set. Here's a good example. Let's say that you're always leading the calls, right, on your meetings. Get somebody else on the team to lead the calls. And get somebody that you know is one of those quiet types or whatever the terminology they're using now, introverts. Get one of those people. And, of course, give them a heads up, because if you put them on the spot like that, they may not want to, they may just not say anything or just all of a sudden have technical difficulty. But I digress for those who have done that out there. But no, seriously, family, what we want to ensure is, though, you want to be able to take on opportunities that makes you uncomfortable. So when you are really, truly in an uncomfortable situation, you're going to be the most comfortable person there is because of the fact that you put yourself through these certain exercises. So again, embracing the growth edge is really you having the ability to do a different skill set than what you normally would do. Point number two, embrace the power of yet. You know, I actually learned this from Robert Kiyosaki when he was talking, I don't know, he was on some interview and he was saying, yeah, you know, I don't know if he was talking or whatever, but the gist of it was, the conversation was like, yeah, you know, I'm not a millionaire. And Robert Kiyosaki said, yet. And he was like, huh? He was like, you're not a millionaire yet. What he was saying was, referring to this and unpacking this, adapting a mindset of, or I should say a language and mindset really of yet, it really allows you to look at, put on a different set of lenses, as they would say. When facing project failures or challenging situation, it allows you to recognize the current limitations. So when you say not yet, this allows you to unbreak or to move around the limitations because you didn't put a period there. You put a comma. And for all my grammar folks out there, anytime that you have a comma after something basically means everything after that, I mean, after that comes after the comma is more relevant than what was behind the comma. Okay, we're going too much grammar school. Here, let me bring it down like this. Basically, what I'm saying, family, is that when you put not yet or yet, I should say, is that you're saying that I am not going to believe what they said that it was, meaning that, hey, yeah, I know that let's say, for instance, I'm communicating the project and the project is failing and saying, using phrases that, hey, we haven't achieved what we were supposed to achieve yet. But we will get there, or we're still learning how to do this. And this, you know, listen, family, the reason why, again, and I know I'm draining this particular point, but the reason why I'm draining this point so heavily is because we get caught up in a situation, especially as project managers, that when we don't take advantage of really encouraging the team, because we're leaders. And what does leaders do? Motivate influence, inspire. So if that's the case, if we're already saying this is impossible, this is not going to happen, well, that doesn't help anyone. You know, let's see what we can figure out first before we cancel anything. So listen again, the power of not yet. Point number three, reframe failure as a challenge to overcome. Basically, I'm saying reframing or operating out of different boxes, meaning view project failure and setbacks as challenges to be overcome rather than situations in which obstacles or could become a personal or professional shortcomings. You know, when we look at failure, we can get caught up in the, oh, this is a shortcoming and now I'm frustrated. You know what actually happened to me, family? So I'm using this new software, and I don't want to say new software, but I've had it. And so I'm using it. And what happened was, is that I thought I edited the video and everything. The video was looking good. I seen it. So I downloaded it and I uploaded it onto YouTube. And then I go on YouTube and I look at the video and it's the original copy. And I'm like, but I had to reframe it because what it taught me in just that quick of a moment is okay, maybe before you upload this video, you may want to watch the parts that you edited. But I was under the assumption, because I already edited it in another program, that I was getting the edited version, not the original copy. What do you mean, Edie? What are you trying to say to us? What I'm saying is when you're faced with project failures, setbacks, ask yourself and the team, what is the challenge or opportunity presented in this particular situation? And here's the key. If you don't get this part right, the first part wouldn't even matter. How can we use our skills, resources, and creativity to overcome this challenge and achieve the goal? See, now you put the ownership back on the team and yourself. How? Who do we need?